you'd call me.
I just wanted to visit with you and see if you knew any news.
Yeah, we've got one new development this morning. I don't know what it means, but the Oklahoma papers today are full of a story that says that Preston Moore raised money for the Oklahoma delegation to go to Los Angeles, that he was supposed to be repaid by some money that was going to be given to Baker by Lewis Johnson, and that when it came time to repay it, Baker told him that it had to be used somewhere else. Whitley had gotten a report, and once I called George, asked his advice on how to handle it.
Well, I think somebody ought to call Bobby and ask him what about it, and we ought to call Press Moore. I can't believe that he would be getting it out.
He's already called Cliff this morning,
yeah,
on his own, and told him that the story was true, but that he had not given it out, and that he had been asked for comment on it. And he had just said, well, whatever happened, the president had no knowledge of it one way or the other.
Go back over the allegations. Is the Washington story in Oklahoma papers?
It's an Oklahoma story in Oklahoma papers, although Cromlin, who is up here, is working on it according to what Whitley told George. The story says that Preston Moore raised or gave out of some money for the expenses of the Oklahoma delegation in Los Angeles, and that he was supposed to be refunded to them by Baker, and that through a contribution that was to have been made by Lewis Johnson. And that when it came time to get it from Baker, he said that, sorry, but it had to be used somewhere else. George said he doesn't think it amounts to anything unless it gets them on a different line of action.
Well, does anybody know anything about Johnson?
I sure don't. He's listed as a contributor on our contributors list. I guess somebody could ask him. Well, he wouldn't know anything about that, though.
Where does Press Moore say they would get it, then, if they didn't get it from him?
It's supposed to be paid back to them, out from him, and this never was paid back.
Well, did Johnson ever give the money to Bobby?
I don't know that, sir. I just got this 5 minutes ago.
Well, I'd make Cliff ask Press Moore if he ever got the money from Bobby, and why in the hell they'd be putting this stuff out.
Abe talked to the other fellow. Secretary Hodges came last night and wanted to see you, but I saw me instead. He likes this boy very much. All of his people like him very much. He still thinks that Giles, who is acting, would have more experience and age and maturity, but he's perfectly agreeable to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, take him then. That's all we want away.
All right. We better do an FBI first.
Yeah.
We've already ordered. I talked to Stan Musial just on an exploratory basis, and he is just very interested and very appreciative of being thought of and would like to do it. And I told him that I'd be back in touch with him.
All right, let's get all of his background so we can announce it, and let's check it very carefully.
Might if we're going to announce it, have him come up here and do it, have him be here when it's announced, don't you think?
Yeah, I might announce it out when I'm out in St. Louis.
That'd be good. I hadn't thought of that just next week, so.
Yeah.
That's better.
Tell him to say nothing about it, but get us a sheet background and get the FBI on.
Do that. I've already got a FBI.
Tell him not to tell another human.
All right, I've done that. All right, sir. Is it all right to put Wendy on the payroll?
For what?
Both Liz and Ms. Johnson talked to me yesterday. I don't know. They think that she probably ought to be allowed to continue to work free since she's decided to stay.
She's not going to Paris?
She's not going. Going to stay there.
Yeah, you have to, if they have to have her. It's going to eat up all of her savings, though. I would tell the Navy today that we want Captain Stoughton, but there's several other photographers signed here. We don't want but one, and we just use him on call. He can spend other time at the Navy if he wants to, too. I wonder where that story came out. Did you read it in either press's transcripts, Yokomoto's story?
It's in, well, there's an item on it in the transcript with Pierre last night, although I thought Pierre handled it well.
Well, who asked what?
Well, you can't tell from the transcript who. It just says Q. But Someone asked if it was true that Okamoto had left, and Pierre said yes, his mission had been completed. And they said, what was his mission? He said his mission was to accumulate a library of photographs for USIA, State Department, other purposes, and that had been done. And they asked him if it's true that he'd taken 11,000 pictures, and he said, no, it's not true. And they said, how many did he take? And he said, I don't know, but it's a whole lot less than that. That's about it.
Sure didn't make big news all over the country. But
it's in his afternoon briefing yesterday if you want to read it.
Okay.
All right, now you would, what would you think the Georgie's answer to Whitley ought to be? That's the...
Well, what is this?
Whitley wants to... He says that the Republicans will be asking him if they're going to go into this. He guesses. It hadn't been done yet, but he...
I'd say we'd be glad to ask Baker about anything pertinent when he comes up here, but I don't know what's wrong with supposed to be raising money for campaigns. I really don't know what to answer. Might ask Abe.
I will.
Because they're going to do these every day, and the Republicans are going to do them, and Whitley's not up to them, and we're not up to them. And I don't know what to do about Yokomoto things, and everybody's disloyal around here. I just don't trust anybody anymore. Here's Bobby running a man in New Hampshire, getting his name up there, and then this Yokomoto story appeared in here yesterday. Trains of it got all this big play, and then you saw the New York News got all the letter, Hoffa and all that stuff in it. That's been leaked by the, no question about it. You remember the letter that they got cut out of foreign relations?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen that this morning?
No, sir. I haven't seen the news. All that's in the other paper.
All that's in the New York News.
But in connection with the web.
Yeah. And saying that what this guy Davidson said and all that kind of stuff. Davidson never met me, didn't he say he had?
Yes, sir. Said he... I think he said that at some speech where you made a speech, he stood in line with a lot of other people and went through a line to shake hands. That's what he told him, Bobby.
Well, you sure ought to find out from Bobby what's the truth on the Press Moore story so we can find out the answer to that. But they'll have every campaign contributor.
What do you think of the Pearson story?
I thought it was just absolutely awful that the Post would allow this son of a bitch to take that story and read it and answer it.
I did too.
I just think it...
Well, his answer wasn't to it.
Not at all. It's very evasive, but I think you talk to Jerry, just say, we sure hope that you all send us Pearson's columns in advance so we can always answer them. I want to be sure that Abe finds out what the state of that estate tax is over there.
I told him that.
What did he say?
Well, he's going to check it.
That's bound to be pending. Okay.
All right, sir.